This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,172. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my cock.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite,
TV Time with T.
Click clack.
Drinking the dark.
All right, here we go. The commander of a Navy destroyer is now learning the full scope of his mistake. A Florida surgeon removes a patient's wrong organ, and his life he did take. Meanwhile, Florida man compliments another guy's car before getting punched in the face. A neighborhood cat goes to people's homes to ransack the place. And a man duct tapes a city's tree, Steve, to keep it from falling on his house.
Yeah, I read that.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, in a perfect world, your home is your sanctuary, the place you go to get a breather from the day-to-day stresses of reality. The world, however, is not perfect, so sometimes even the sanctity of home goes out the window. We go to Florida, where lightning struck the pavement outside of a home, which then traveled up a metal fence, shot through the ceiling of a bedroom where a one-year-old was sleeping, sending sheetrock onto the crib as the roof collapsed. The sleeping baby? Absolutely fine. The house? Not so much. And the same can be said for a baby and a home in Phoenix. In this case, the baby was sleeping soundly when a pickup truck plowed into the family home in the middle of the night. Somehow, the baby once again avoided injury. And maybe it's a Phoenix thing, because a different vehicle slammed into a different house, narrowly missing the couple who'd been eating dinner. But that pales in comparison to the situation outside of Portland. In that case, the vehicle that crashed into a home was a twin-engine Cessna, and it actually crashed into three homes, setting one of them on fire, but sending all the residents of all three homes fleeing. But it's all not lightning strikes and vehicles crashing that's harshing the home vibes. We have the story of a couple who watched a stranger kick in their back door and take a shower of their home, and they got to watch it all through their security app because they weren't home at the time. And we have a man who came home to a bobcat lounging on a dog bed in his living room. Another man came home to a deer that had already totaled his house and only made things worse. And then there's a family in Kentucky. They just want to know who keeps pooping on the front porch because they'd like you to stop. So who is pooping on the front porch? That's a fair question. And we have a question for you today, taking all of these things into account. Look, man, you've been home, and home can be a house, an apartment. It could be in a van down by the river. It could be a tent. It doesn't matter. You just want to chill out because you're finally home. And then something goes terribly wrong in your home. And that's what today's question is. Today, we want to know, what is the craziest thing that's happened in the comfort of your own home?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,172. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find three stories every week from the news of people just doing dumb crap and often getting in trouble for it. It's up to us to determine out of the three stories, situationally, which one sucks the least. Is there a theme this week to Who Sucks Less?
No real theme, just people sucking. You know, bit of an overreaction from the authorities in San Diego. A kid wants an iPhone a little too much, given the circumstances. And look, nobody likes a crying baby on a plane, but just deal with it.
Just kind of situations that were handled poorly is the way I'm looking at this one.
Yeah, that's probably true of all weeks.
Yes, general sucking.
General
sucking.
Couple of programming notes before we get into the show for you. Don't forget, if you're wanting to go to the Halloween Hullabaloo Sunday night, October 13th, as we head on down to Kent and the Showwear Center for Godsmack, Hailstorm, The Warning, and Flat Black. Your chance to get four tickets for the low, low price of $99.99. Just head to KISW.com. Get four of your friends in for $100. So there you go. It's just that easy. Hopefully, we will figure out a way down at the Showwear Center to get you the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
I think that'd be a fantastic idea.
That's a very good idea.
That has got to be something that we work on. We'll have some updated locations for you on those locations with a new beer as well. Oh, one other programming note. If you did not know, and we kind of found out yesterday, somewhat of a surprise to us, but ladies and gentlemen, taking over the night shift right after the Men's Room, the lovely Jolene is back.
No.
Yes. So, Jolene's been here for, golly, decades, whatever the deal was.
A hot minute, Miles.
Yeah, it's been
a hot minute.
But she took a little break, and she's coming back, and she's taking over the nighttime show. So exciting news. If you listen in the evenings, that Jolene is back on the airwaves, driving home last night. Great to hear her on the air.
Yeah.
Again, we were unsure if it had officially had gone down, if she was ready to go or not yesterday, but
apparently good news. She was
rocking with us last night, so that is pretty cool. So we're excited to have Jolene back. Today on The Question, we're going to talk about things that happen in the comfort of your own home. You go to work, you deal with the craziness, you know, you look for one place to have a little peace, just your own little sanctuary, a place where you can relax, feel comfortable. All your things are there. But that does not mean that weird things still don't go on in your domicile. And as you said, Steve, whether that was an apartment you lived in with a few buddies, whether that was a house, whether that was the house you lived in growing up, often weird things happen in your home. And we head to Kentucky as we start with this story. The Louisville porch pooper is clearly, as they say, on a high-fiber diet because he struck two more times since going viral late last week. According to news outlets, the homeowner, speaking on a condition of anonymity, says the repeat reliever hit his porch two more times for a late-night dump over the long weekend, bringing the total to six times.
Damn.
That he has gone number two on this guy's porch.
Or technically one number 12.
The first of the three most incidents occurred on September 1st, and the homeowner told the outlet he's taking matters into his own hands, putting out cat litter and loud sonic speakers to scare the man off. Hard to say if this is working, because the resident says the delinquent defecator did run off pretty frightened after the September 2nd poop, though it really didn't stop him from still dropping the load. Now, video of the individual went viral on social media last week after he allegedly dropped a steaming dump on the homeowner's porch several nights in a row. Compounding the confusion, homeowner says, I don't even know who this guy is. I don't recognize the guy and can't think of any reason why he would torment him in this way. Louisville police are investigating, asking the public to help identify and report the serial esser. Their words, not ours, on Facebook.
Well, at that point, you forgive him.
But they're hoping that cops will maybe catch his scent and wipe this case off the books. So,
I mean, technically, they have his DNA.
They do have that.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, if you're not in the system, it doesn't matter. But if you've done anything and you're in the system, like, you can take a turn.
His face is clear as day on two or three different videos. You can see, if you know this individual, you are not going to have a problem saying, I know that guy.
That's Jeff.
I know where he lives. I've worked with him. I went to school with him. Yes, he's in the neighborhood. Yes, he's really got to go. I don't know what the deal is. But yes, in fact, six times he is dumped on this guy's front porch, and the homeowner has no idea why. Now, we head a little bit south of Kentucky.
God, that pissed me off.
Into the great state of Tennessee, and a couple have been in shock.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and look, there's a million things you don't want people to do your house, right? You can spray paint graffiti on the house. If there's a message, you understand the motivation. You don't want someone robbing your house, but I understand the motivation. Just pooping at my front door six times, like, come on, man.
Yep. Yep.
I can't make sense of that, and therefore I have to hate you.
This one happened thanks to the security app that they have on their phone and the system in their home. Last Saturday, Kerrigan Nardi and her husband were out enjoying a lovely late-night dinner. At around 7, they received an alert from their home security system that there was movement in their home. The Nashville couple initially thought nothing of it, presuming that one of their dogs maybe set off the sensor. However, what they saw next sent a chill down their spines. The Nardis watched in horror as the security camera showed a stranger kick down their back door and start rummaging through their home. Bizarrely, the man then hopped in the shower for a quick scrub. Now, the couple called 911 as they fretted over their dogs who were in the home at the time. Our fur babies are there. There's a man in our house we don't know. We just need to get home. When law enforcement arrived at the Nardis home, they found the man, later identified as Sam Smith.
That's it? Sam Smith?
Sam Smith.
All right.
Like the singer?
Sitting on the couch, donning nothing but a towel around his waist. He was then arrested by police and charged with aggravated criminal trespassing, possession of meth as well, according to the arrest affidavit.
Oh, that explains it.
He was naked and sitting on our couch. Do you want to keep that couch?
Nope. Gone.
No.
Gone.
Does it matter is it a leather couch?
Is it a cloth couch?
Leather, I might be able to salvage, right? I can get his gunk off, but like if it's, you're saying no, Mike? It's leather. Everything's just pooled on top.
I know, but I would not be able to get the image and the just notion of his naked butt on my couch.
Well, just don't
head.
Sit yeah. on that cushion. You
Thank
know what I mean? Like
it's hard to do, though, yes. man.
I will get up in the morning. I sleep naked. I get up in the morning. I go downstairs and make myself a cup of coffee. I'm naked.
That's why I'm not on your couch.
Correct. I do not sit on my furniture naked.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem sleeping in my bed naked. Don't ask me why I draw the line. but I don't. I just don't plop down on the couch naked ever. For any reason.
It would seem odd to sit on your couch naked.
Yeah. I think part of the difference is, you know, you wash your sheets. You wash your sofa if something happens to it, like your butt juice, or you spill Kool-Aid or wine. But otherwise, like, nobody's really washing their couch. Like, if I butt sweat on my sheets, that's fine. I do other things in my bed, trust me.
Okay.
But they go to the washer.
The towel's a goner, right?
Yeah, the towel's gone.
The towel's a goner. I mean, that's not even a towel that you dry your car with. I mean, you don't make that a garage
gone.
Towel. I mean, that thing is gone. It's
out of the house. That is a trash towel now.
Because that's where my towels go to dry my car.
Yeah, they make their way to the garage.
They end up in the garage for me.
They start with me, then they move to the guest bedroom, and then at some point,
they end up garage
the
towels.
Guest bedroom, yes, garage towel.
There's a life of a
dog
towel.
Dog poop.
Right? Yeah, life of a towel.
Yeah.
I mean, the towel knows it's getting to the end of its years.
Once
last
it gets
moments.
Sprayed.
Once it ends up in a garage, it's...
I think it knows when you stop drying yourself with it.
But you dry other things that you don't mind getting grease or any of those.
Because something spilled on the floor. And the towel's like, I used to be your body buddy. Right. Now I'm on the floor.
Now I'm cleaning up dog vomit.
Right.
We
have towels for that.
You don't violate people like that. It doesn't matter what kind of psychosis you're in. I don't care, said the homeowner. I don't care what kind of drugs you're on. Not my business. But you don't break into people's homes and violate them that way.
Yes.
That sounds like a very Tennessee thing to say. Hey, man, you mind yours.
Yeah.
But just don't come in my home naked and sit on my couch.
And that's really all the guys saying. Live and let live. Just live outside of my home.
The Nordicson explained how they have since disinfected the rooms that the man entered. They threw away the towel he used, and they bleached their shower following the break-in. But the cleanup process hasn't been so easy for the couple. As he was taking a shower in my home, he left some excrement behind.
Oh, no, man.
I guess he just thought that would be a nice present for the homeowners, I suppose. Rattled by the terrifying incident, the couple have since taken further measures to keep their home safe, installing a deadbolt lock and placing a barricade on their door to position it when they leave. They're also planning to install more cameras around their property and are encouraging their neighbors to do the same. I think that people need to just get cameras and be careful because you never know. I will say this. I have thought on numerous occasions, just based on the neighborhood that I live in, that it would probably be a pretty good idea to put security cameras outside of my home. And I am thoroughly convinced that if I do that and I realize what really goes on in my neighborhood, then I want to sell my house.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Unless there's something that's absolutely physically wrong or someone tries to
break
in.
Well, you've caught somebody pooping in your yard, haven't you?
I have. But that was a Fremont mating season call around 2 a.m.
Right.
So there was woos. Then I got to go. Then I'll duck in here. And then, of course, it was the summertime, so my windows were open at the time. You could hear everything as if the conversation was taking place.
In your bedroom.
In my bedroom. And I remember my wife screaming, Miles, wake up! There's a person essing in our front yard! What do I do? And I said, I don't know. Throw them toilet paper.
Stop pooping in my yard.
I didn't know the answer, and I'm not getting up, and I'll just figure it out tomorrow. I've got a poop bag. I've got a hose. I don't know. But
did you poop bag human poop?
Or did the chick
split?
Well, I mean, with a dog bag, I would.
I would do dog poop in a dog bag.
What would I do? Leave it there?
No, I would take a shovel and fling it in the street. Listen, the people you just talked about in Tennessee, the guy, he took a shower, but also he took a poop in their shower. All right. Now, at that point, that is when I call professional cleaners.
Yeah.
Like other stuff I can kind of deal with, but when it comes to someone else's poop that is not my child, like, I'm not dealing with it. I am not cleaning that up, but obviously I want to use my shower. So I'm in a bit of a predicament, but like, and I know me and a wife would fight and be like, look, I know you don't want to spend the money on a professional cleaner for something that we can do ourselves.
Right.
But if you're not doing it, I'm not doing it. I don't know this guy. His turd is sitting in my shower. We've already burned the sofa. We've thrown away the towel. We're not going to redo the entire bathroom, but I'm not cleaning that up, man.
Right.
Like, I'm calling
someone.
That would
be a tough one.
Yeah, it depends how much it is, right? You can have your typical public bathroom, oops, I pooped a little too much, I can live with that, but if he's just dropping heaters in there, I refuse.
Yep.
I absolutely refuse.
Now we have the story of a Phoenix family picking up the pieces of their home after a pickup truck on Sunday plowed into their home. They say they're investigating the crash that happened in the neighborhood about 3:30 in the morning. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Jose Rojo said the crash woke his entire family up. I'm hearing screeches and I heard a big thump. It shakes the house. It was kind of like a little earthquake. He said the truck crashed into their bathroom and the baby's room. He was kind of close to hitting the baby, so we just freaked out to see if anything happened to her. The house did suffer significant damage. He's just lucky and feeling good that his family was not hurt. It could have been much worse. This could happen to anybody. What a coincidence it happened to us. His house, by the way, is now boarded up, and they're trying to figure out if there's any way that they can maintain themselves in the residence, but they might end up in a hotel for a little while. Police said the driver was taken to the hospital with injuries, and the cause is still unknown. Now, this reminds me of something that happened with my buddy Jeff when we were in high school. Back to the Dodge Omni. I know your family had one. He had one as well. Jeff had a huge sassafras tree in his backyard. Now, one of the things you can do with sassafras, believe it or not, is make a delicious sun tea. The idea is you put the leaves in a pitcher, glass of glass pitcher,
right?
So the sun can get through. You set it outside. You put some cellophane on top. In 2 days, honest to God, you have some of the most delicious tea you've ever had in your life. So it is really good stuff. And I think he did like a project with it for school or whatever. But then as soon as he realized how good this tea was, he just wanted to keep making it because backyard,
it's good, yeah.
Free tree, I can do this, not a big deal. Jeff is driving to school on the day that he is supposed to submit his project for, like, I think it was home ec or whatever the hell we were doing, right? He's going around a curve in the Dodge Omni. There are two homes. In between the homes are where one neighbor had stacked an entire wall of firewood for the season. Yeah. All right, so it's on the perimeter between the two homes. It's also beside the road. Jeff goes around the curve, and the tea that he had, which was cellophane top, still in the glass pitcher, with a rubber band about it around the top, tips over in the passenger side floor. Jeff reaches down to grab that handle real quick, right in the pitcher. As he does so, the car veers left,
right,
and smashes into the cord of wood that's closest to the street. Mm. When he hits the cord of wood, like Jenga, a log shoots out from the middle of the cord. He does not knock the cord of wood over. He just punched it out.
Right.
You know, like stacking blocks at a bar, right? Shoots this thing through the air. It goes through a window in the home, hits the wall, and drops. Now, the homeowner comes flying out to see what the hell's going on, realizes what had happened, runs back into the home. That was their nursery.
Oh.
That log shot through the window, smashed the window, went over the top of the crib. Fortunately, no glass was in the crib. Hit the wall behind where, like, the changing station was for the baby.
Yeah.
And dropped on the table where you change your kid.
Damn.
A split piece of wood did that damage and threw 25 feet in the air to hit that shot, right? So she goes running in. She's frantic. He hears all this, but he does not know exactly what happened because he did not see that log shoot through. He
kinda, right, the wood is still there. The car's out of stock.
He just got a car accident.
The wood is still standing. He just smacked into it as hard as he could, but he doesn't realize what happened. As he comes into the yard, he sees that the window's broken, and the woman comes out and said, "Are you okay?" "Yes, hold on. I just, you know, I need to help make sure my baby's okay." And Jeff's like, oh my God.
Right.
And then he could look through the window as she's talking to him and see what exactly had happened. As she hands the log through the window back to him to put on the pile, Jeff is incredibly...
I like that she has the presence of mind. But, and baby, if you could, please put that back with the rest
put
of the,
that
wood.
On the... Put that on the pile.
I'm still going to need it when it gets cold.
Yeah.
So not only did he crash his quote-unquote mother's car that she gave him, he ruins a window to the house, breaks that window, spills his project all over his car, which also, you know,
right.
Now he can't get a grade for that. But, I mean, just if you saw how small this window was in this home, because it was like, it wasn't a bedroom window. It was more like a little bathroom-sized window.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't a bedroom, but the window itself was maybe 2 by 1 foot. So,
and he put it through there.
He just put it straight through that window, man. And then it crashed down on the changing table.
Whew, that could have been so much worse.
That was just, I mean, it was a 1 in a million shot. Didn't hit the side, nothing. No. What is the craziest thing that has happened in the comfort of your own home? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What is the craziest thing that happened in the comfort of your own home? 206-803-ROCK as we head to Spring, Texas. Harris County Precinct 4 Constable's Office took a deer into custody on Sunday. Released it after the animal broke into a home. The homeowner said the deer not only broke in, but stayed overnight. I walked in the house, opened my pantry, opened the door, and right there, kind of past where my stove is, there's a deer just staring at me. According to Courtney Hawk, recalling what happened after coming home from spending the night at her boyfriend's. After surveying her home, she realized the deer had gone through one of the front windows. He just made himself an entrance. He kind of Kool-Aid man right through my front window. She came to find out the neighbors witnessed the breaking and entering. Hawk said in the deer's defense, she was told a buck was chasing it. I came back around 5 p.m. Sunday evening, so it's almost a full 24 hours that he was just hanging out. The deer's hard launch into the home left him injured and bleeding, making it pretty easy for Hawk to tell where he'd been. Everywhere all over the house. Bloodstains from the floor to the walls to the couch. Well, deputies tried to get the deer to leave on its own, but the deer ran into the bathroom during the first attempt. So deputies tried to knock on the window to scare it out of the house, but she said that that agitated the deer. Hawk said they still had to call the sheriff's office and their livestock unit. The game plan, according to Hawk, to shoot the deer with a tranquilizer gun. She said that she came around from an angle and saw the tail end of the deer sticking out right here. And the deer was just staring at itself in the mirror in the bathroom.
Oh, who's a good-looking boy? Who's
and
a good-looking boy?
And so she had basically a good shot of the hindquarters to give a nice little dose of what they called the sleepy juice.
Sleepy juice, yes.
A video taken on her cell phone showed the moment when the deer's wild weekend at home came to an end. They said the deer was given an antidote to reverse the tranquilizer, then was set free. He did destroy property, but Hawk said she will not be pressing charges.
Nope.
All things considered, I think the damage could have been worse. So our question, what is the craziest thing that happened in the comfort of your own home? 206-803-ROCK.
The story earlier of a family in Tennessee. I guess the guy broke in, took a shower. When the cops got there, he's sitting on the couch, wrapped up in a towel.
Naked.
All right, we said, look, man, if it's me, you, whatever. I'm getting rid of the towel. I just am. Maybe the couch, depending on the material, but certainly the towel. So someone here says, it must be nice to have enough money that you can disregard a good bath towel just because it was around the waist of somebody who just took a shower, even though they broke into your house.
Congratulations. Money is not an option. A $10, $20 towel is not going to break the bank if someone's naked in my towel.
No, we are rolling in dough. So much money, and I'm saying this for all of us. I could buy a new bath towel. I could walk into Target right now. I could buy myself a bath towel.
How much are they spending on a towel?
I don't know. Obviously, this person's living much better than we are. But, yeah, I don't know what kind of bath towels you're using, homie, but maybe dial it back. But, yes, we can afford
Egyptian cotton.
We can afford bath towels. So thank you on the congrats to that, yes.
After 20 years here, Ted.
20 years.
We're going to Bed Bath & Beyond. We're taking that coupon finally.
Buying a bath towel.
10% off coupon.
Because we are rolling deep, bitches.
Got to find one.
Some people want a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, don't get them anymore.
Hell with that. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a bath towel. Yeah, you nailed it, bro. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
You know what? I think I might go out and get myself a bath towel.
No. You're just wasting money, man. Just wasting money.
Quit flexing on the show, man.
I know.
Jeez, a whiz.
Okay. Anyway, so the weirdest thing happened was we had a party. The party hadn't even started to get up, and our friend of ours came over. He had always been into things. Anyways, kind of long story short, he comes over. He's sitting enjoying a beer, and he capsizes over. Like, just starts, you know, passing out. So they call an aid car. The aid car comes in and takes his vials and goes, oh, well, we're going to have to call a second aid car. And so the second aid car comes and shows up at our party. And they're like, well, you know, this is kind of substances that we shouldn't be talking about. I'm going to have to call my my supervisors. So three more cop cars show up all to just get the story from us that this guy showed up out of nowhere, passed out, and then woke up a couple of hours later. They take him in
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What is the craziest thing that happened in the comfort of your own home? 206-803-ROCK as we head to Spring, Texas. Harris County Precinct 4 Constable's Office took a deer into custody on Sunday. Released it after the animal broke into a home. The homeowner said the deer not only broke in, but stayed overnight. I walked in the house, opened my pantry, opened the door, and right there, kind of past where my stove is, there's a deer just staring at me. According to Courtney Hawk, recalling what happened after coming home from spending the night at her boyfriend's. After surveying her home, she realized the deer had gone through one of the front windows. He just made himself an entrance. He kind of Kool-Aid manned right through my front window. She came to find out the neighbors witnessed the breaking and entering. Hawk said in the deer's defense, she was told a buck was chasing it. I came back around 5 p.m. Sunday evening, so it's almost a full 24 hours that he was just hanging out. The deer's hard launch into the home left him injured and bleeding, making it pretty easy for Hawk to tell where he'd been. Everywhere all over the house. Bloodstains from the floor to the walls to the couch. Well, deputies tried to get the deer to leave on its own, but the deer ran into the bathroom during the first attempt. So deputies tried to knock on the window to scare it out of the house, but she said that agitated the deer. Hawk said they still had to call the sheriff's office and their livestock unit. The game plan, according to Hawk, to shoot the deer with a tranquilizer gun. She said that she came around from an angle and saw the tail end of the deer sticking out right here. And the deer was just staring at itself in the mirror in the bathroom.
Oh, who's a good-looking boy?
Basically a good shot of the hindquarters to give a nice little dose of what they call the sleepy juice.
Sleepy juice, yes.
A video taken on her cell phone showed the moment when the deer's wild weekend at home came to an end. They said the deer was given an antidote to reverse the tranquilizer, then was set free. He did destroy property, but Hawk said she will not be pressing charges.
All things considered,
I think the damage could have been worse. So our question, what is the craziest thing that happened in the comfort of your own home? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, the story earlier of a family in Tennessee. I guess the guy broke in, took a shower. When the cops got there, he's sitting on the couch wrapped up in a towel.
Naked.
All right, we said, look, man, if it's me, you, whatever. I'm getting rid of the towel. I just am. Maybe the couch, depending on the material, but certainly the towel. So someone here says, it must be nice to have enough money that you can disregard a good bath towel just because it was around the waist of somebody who just took a shower, even though they broke into your house.
Money is not an option. A $10, $20 towel is not going to break the bank if someone's naked in my towel.
No, we are rolling in dough. So much money, and I'm saying this for all of us, I could buy a new bath towel. I could walk into Target right now. I could buy myself a bath towel.
How much are they spending on a towel?
I don't know. Obviously, this person's living much better than we are. But, yeah, I don't know what kind of bath towels you're using, homie, but maybe dial it back. But, yes, we can afford
Egyptian cotton.
We can afford bath towels. So thank you on the congrats that, yes.
After 20 years here, Ted.
20 years?
We're going to Bed Bath & Beyond. We're taking that coupon finally.
Buying a bath towel.
10% off coupon.
Because we are rolling deep, bitches.
Got to find one.
Some people want a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, don't get them anymore.
Hell with that. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a bath towel. Yeah, you nailed it, bro. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
You know what? I think I might go out and get myself a bath towel.
You're just wasting money, man. You're just wasting money.
Quit flexing on the show, man.
I know.
Jeez, a whiz.
Okay, anyways, so the weirdest thing happened was we had a party. The party hadn't even started to get up, and our friend of ours came over. He had always been into things. Anyways, kind of long story short, he comes over, he's sitting enjoying a beer, and he capsizes over. Like, just starts, you know, passing out. So they call an aid car. The aid car comes in and takes his vials and goes, oh, well, we're going to have to call a second aid car. And so the second aid car comes and shows up at our party. And they're like, well, you know, this is kind of substances that we shouldn't be talking about. I'm going to have to call my supervisors. So three more cop cars show up, all to just get the story from us that this guy showed up out of nowhere, passed out, and then woke up a couple of hours later. They take him into custody. Get him back up on his feet. But the point of the fact is, like, at a party I hadn't even started, I had five police vehicle or five aid vehicles. And well,
are you talking about like EMTs? Is that what you're saying by an aid vehicle?
Yeah, like an ambulance, two ambulances, and three sheriffs.
Is that, now, as someone who's never had that many people show up before my party has even started, is that a harbinger of good things? Like, hey, this party's going to be off the chart, or is it an omen of bad things?
Well, the party was kind of, it was a standard party, so, I mean, there wasn't really anything after that, but people were talking about it on my social media for about, you know, another 3 weeks.
What drugs was this guy on?
What happened to him?
Apparently, he was on a mixture of acid and PCP.
Oh, all right. That's not what I would mix together.
I can tell you, it wasn't the acid.
Yeah,
I can. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Huh. All right.
How long ago was this?
This was about, I'd say, 15 years ago, and sadly, the guy OD'd, and nobody was there to stop him about 2 years ago, so...
Oh, man, so he never could stop.
No, he was addicted. He fell down that rabbit hole years ago, and nobody could pull him out.
Yeah, PCP is like, even people that do other hard drugs are like, yeah, I don't know.
Is that an addictive drug?
PCP?
Yeah.
I believe, having not done it, I don't know, but...
I've never heard someone go on like a week-long bender. It's always an incident, but is that even... Well, I mean, is that a drug you can take on the norm?
Yeah. I mean, if people smoke PCP, they just probably do it all the time.
Okay. I guess. Right.
It's just not that big of a drug.
It's not that big of a drug, and like, you know, most of the stories we see, even when we play I'll Profile This, right, and you do the drugs category, there's some telltale signs, but I feel like with PCP, the tell is at some point they are naked, they're super aggressive, and they tolerate pain better than anybody. You know,
right.
Took eight cops to take one dude down, or they had to tase him 15 freaking times, or whatever the hell it is.
The only party I've been to was a college party at a larger house, and they had kind of a, this was an older home, and the ceilings are probably, 10 feet, you know, just one of those older homes. And so the party was kind of taking place in the living room slash adjacent dining room, which was not a dining room because everyone's 20 years old. It was kind of more of an open air area where people put their boxes and crap. At some point in time during the night, one of the guys got into an argument with somebody else. He pulls out a gun and he starts shooting into the ceiling.
Yep.
Now, everybody is in the home at the time. So people go scattering. But there are also people upstairs who are in individual bedrooms doing their own thing, smoking weed, talking, listening to music, whatever. And I mean, I'm not kidding you. Six bullets up into the ceiling of a home that still had two more floor, one regular size floor, and then like an attic bedroom on
top. Yeah, yeah.
And you could see where the bullets went through the ceiling. You could see where they came up through the hardwood floor on the second floor, and then apparently stopped into the second floor ceiling. Because they did not make it to the third floor.
Okay.
But that was the first time where the cops were not, hey, turn down the volume.
Right.
It was more than that. It was like, hey, we need to do an investigation. That guy took off on foot, and no one really knew who he was. So I don't think they ever were able to track him down. Somebody said, his name's Mark. But they didn't know anything else more about him, so I don't know that he was ever prosecuted for that. But that was like, I was like, dude, there are people up there. Like, why would you think, you know, like, just to scare someone?
Because you're not thinking.
What's the craziest thing that's happened in the comfort of your own home? 206-803-RUN.
Right, you said you were high school or college?
College.
Yeah. I mean, look, I remember being in high school parties. Same thing. People would, like, shoot guns or whatever, but, like...
Not inside so much.
I only saw it inside... Well, heard it inside once.
Right.
And we were outside. But same thing. Like, dude just shot it off, like, up in the air, but... I don't know. I mean, hell, I couldn't tell you at that time or now whose house it was or whatever. So no,
but it's time to go.
Right. Oh, no, trust me. We left. But nobody else was, like, nobody's going to get caught for
it. Yeah. Like, a house party, that's the equivalent of the closing time tune at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, time to go. You don't have to go home, but you don't want to stay here. That is for sure.
What is the craziest thing that's happened in the comfort of your own home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I fell asleep on a work night one night, about 11 o'clock at night. I got somebody just wailing on my front door. I get up, go to the front door, and my gun safe is close to the front door, so I grab a gun and go to open it as my front window is broken. I go outside and point the gun at the perpetrator, and it's a female. I'm going, what is going on?
She says, they're trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me. I'm just, who is? As I step back in the door, not knowing if it's a setup or not. And she, I said, come in. She got, I come in. I said, who's trying to kill you? She, they're trying to kill me in my head. Oh, no. Call 911. And she just trying to advance towards me. I said, get on the ground. Get on the ground. She said, shoot me. Kill me. Oh, just shoot me.
Oh,
kill me.
Boy.
Yeah. As I'm thinking, as I keep backing up, she backs me into the my dining room, and I got a small partition between the dining room and the kitchen. And she gets me going around that about three times. So on the third time, I sat there and pulled one of the kids, the dining table chairs out, and she had to bend down to move it over. And so I spun around and grabbed the barrel of the pistol and cracked her twice on the head and knocked her out.
Jesus.
Good. Wow.
God, man.
This is just a regular old 11 o'clock night?
Yep.
Did you? Okay.
So, like, what happens at? What's the follow-up to this?
Did you find out what was going on?
The cops show up, and, well, you get handcuffed because I had a pistol. I told 911 I had a gun on them. And you get handcuffed for a minute, and then they let me loose because, you know, it was her. And apparently she was, I heard them say that she only lived like eight doors down and that she was off her meds and that her husband didn't even know she was gone. He was in with his headphones on playing Xbox.
Oh, my God.
He may have known she was gone, but he's like, I'm not dealing with this, man.
So based on the fact that she looked like a normal human being. I mean, sometimes you can tell when people are having a hard time or not.
Yeah.
But she did not look like someone who was, you know, like going off the deep end, other than the fact that she wasn't on her meds.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, not at all.
She wasn't looking like she was strung out or anything like that. So that had to make that would have to make it even worse in a way, because situationally you can't comprehend what's really happening.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, if some meth addict's going to try to break into my home, I got an idea that they're probably, you know, on something based on their mannerisms and their behavior.
Sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, the cops commended me for not shooting her.
What about her husband?
I don't know. Never talked to him. Never met him.
Well, but you're eight doors down. Did you ever see them again?
No. Never did.
No knock on the door. No apology. No nothing. Hey, I'm
nothing.
Sorry. Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. See, never if this was my family member. If this is my family member in any way, shape, or form, a guest coming in from out of town, a friend of mine, whoever the hell it is, I am walking down the street. I am knocking on your door. I am apologizing profusely and letting you know situationally what happened, how that person is doing, to apologize to you personally as a neighbor, and just explain the fact
that
I'm sorry.
Is that what it would take? Because
that's just what I would do.
I'm saying you had a relative visiting who sprayed diarrhea at the neighbor's house.
But this isn't Louisville.
I know, but still, you could have gone down, knocked on the door, and said,
did you knock on their door?
I know there's a lot of poop on the side of your house. So I want to let you know.
I didn't break in the house.
It was not me.
See, I think I'd be more apt to go down and be like, hey, sorry they pooped on your house.
Okay.
If for some reason I'm dating a woman that loses her marbles and goes down and knocks on my neighbor's door and he's got a cracker in the head, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm going down to apologize for that.
Really? You take the poop over the break-in? I feel more comfortable with the break-in.
I can spray it off my house. For that guy, he's right. Like, you're standing there, and somebody's that whacked out. Like, that's scary. I don't care if it's a chick or not. That's scary for him, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'd apologize, because we live eight doors down, right? So, there's a chance, I mean, she's back on her meds. Maybe you're getting in your car, and you see her. Obviously, you don't have a high opinion of her, so I just want to apologize in advance and kind of explain, like, she takes the meds. The poop on the side of the house, like, you don't know it's me, okay? So, even if we make eye contact, same morning you're getting in your car, you're no wiser, and I could be there with my wife, right? It doesn't matter. You don't know that we're the ones pooped on your house. And I know that because if you knew it was me and you saw me, I am confident you would address me.
The neighbor is now just going to know me to be the person who claims that, I don't know, a brother-in-law
someone else
pooped all over his house.
Right.
But that's the face. I'm the face. I'm the face of that behavior. So now I'm the only one. Like, it's different because he knows the woman who broke into the home.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down there and apologize on her behalf. Now, the guy I'm just talking to now, he doesn't know what this guy looks like. He doesn't even know if I'm telling him the truth. I'm the one apologizing from someone else pooping on his house.
Sure.
That seems weird. So, like, he's
Well, because someone pooped on his house is weird, but I'd be apt to believe you. If you knocked on my door and said, hey, I know you noticed this massive spray of diarrhea on the side of your house.
And it was.
Yes, I did. Funny you bring it up. And you said, look, it wasn't me, but I would believe you only because why else would you possibly knock on my door to say, I know there's poop on the side of your house? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you came down to tell me that, I'd be inclined to believe that you're telling me the truth. Like,
I don't
want
to be the face of
that. Because I'd have to say to my wife, like, hey, my brother pooped on the side of the house. Yeah. Look, man, the neighbor came down, says it was not him. I did not suspect it was him. Said it was his, this relative, whoever it might be. And I go, okay, I believe him. We'll figure it out. Like, I'd believe you. So I would not go down and do that myself. But I do think the neighbor would believe you, but still be super angry.
I live right beside this person.
Right.
I'm going to see. I saw them all the time. So, no, I don't want to be the guy who walks the dog by their house, knowing damn well.
This was like next door, next door.
Yes. You know, it's right beside where I lived. I mean, I'm not. This is under the rug, man. I am not going over there. I'm sorry this happened.
Right.
But it was not me. And this is a grown-ass adult who was in his own right mind.
Yeah, well,
this was not
true.
Somebody not on meds or so effed up. He just couldn't make it to the bathroom. So accidents happen, but that ain't on me, man. That kid who broke the vase, he's 4 years old. Accidents happen.
Sure.
Still not on me. If I'm the parent, yeah, I feel a little bit bad, but still not on me. I'm just not on me.
But you would apologize to the guy that called.
Yes, because it was
but that's not on you either.
Yeah, that's not on you either.
But that was someone who was staying with me in my home.
Okay.
So, but
that's your
what's
kid
the difference?
That you took it in the museum.
No. Hang on, though.
You broke a window and then came in and chased him around the damn kitchen.
I'm not saying it's awesome.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I think that's a little bit more severe than pooping on the outside of someone's house.
It is, but I feel like residual. I'll put it this way.
Oh, it was
when
a lot
he
too.
Was telling the
and
story.
It wasn't a little bit.
When he was telling the story.
It wasn't a little bit.
He chuckled sometimes when he was making up certain points, right? This happened, and he chuckled a little bit, which means on some level, as most of us do after bad experiences, you start finding the funny side of things.
Sure.
Whoever's house got pooped, they're never going to laugh about it. They're never. That's one of those things where they never go, the funniest thing happened.
All right, look.
Somebody sprayed diarrhea in my house. Like, this guy.
There's more.
Because here's the thing. He has a story. It is interesting. So he can find elements to laugh at. He finds out who this woman is and what her deal. The poop on the side of the house. There's no story. It's just, I came home. I looked at my house and someone sprayed. There's no ha-ha ever. Like, this guy will be angry about it when he's 90.
Two things that you need to know about this. First of all, we were coming back from the Pacific Inn. The walk was not that far. It was maybe a quarter of a mile.
Yep.
Maybe at the most, uphill, up Stonewell.
Sure.
Stoneway. It was about 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night. It is dark. I knew what he did, but I cannot see.
I know what you did last summer.
I cannot
summer.
See what he had done. All right? So I.
Did you just assume it was in the grass, at least?
I knew he was leaned up against the house. I just did not know what had happened. I knew what he was doing.
Right.
I did not know what had happened, right? Okay, so the next day, as I'm walking the dogs, I see what was actually done that night. Because it's dark, I could not see what he'd done. And I mean, it was exactly explosive and everything you think it is.
You don't sneak over in cover of darkness with like a bucket of water and just toss it on the side of the house.
So, Mike, I go to work the next day. All right. He's staying in my home. I get home. It's about 7 o'clock at night. And I walk in the house and it's just me and him. Because I think at the time the wife was off with her friends. And he says, hey, man, do you have an extra towel? And I was like, I mean, yeah. Oh, I was like, dude, because I typically put a towel and a washcloth in the guest bathroom shower. I did not. I forgot to do that. This is the next day. This is the next day, almost into the evening.
He hadn't showered.
He hadn't showered. So even though he did what he did,
good God,
he didn't really clean
it. I was gone all day long. You could have found a towel in the house. You know, the closet that you just open and look and see, are there sheets and towels in here? You can find that.
So he waited until it got bad enough for him.
It didn't really matter to him.
That's disgusting.
That's what I was. I was like, after that, I was like, oh, God. Oh, my God.
You got to go.
Like, oh, my God. Back to the town.
You need to leave.
You got
to
go.
I couldn't do it. Family. Oh, what's the craziest thing that's happened in the comfort of your own home? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.